For today's message, I want to talk about your circle. And there's a quote that Nipsey Hussle said, and it was, if you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. And that is deep. Deep in so many ways. But the quickest way to look at that is the people that you hang out with, the people that you affiliate yourself with, if they're not constantly inspiring you to be better, to grow, to really challenge you to be the best version of yourself, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. Because those people, with their words, with their actions, are holding you down from being the best version of yourself. So what do we do? Right? How do you get past those people? And some of those people you've known for years. Sometimes, you know, you grew up with them. You've known them for 20, 30, 40 years. And it's difficult to just walk away because you have a connection, right? You have experiences, you have history. So my advice when I encounter this with La Tribu members is just distance yourself is the first step, if you can. If you can't, then just one, acknowledge who that person is, acknowledge what they stand for, acknowledge the fact that they're always going to be against you in one way, and two, they're always going to share negative things to hold you down. And the moment you accept that, then it doesn't matter what they say, right? If the connection is so deep that you just cannot distance yourself, then accept the fact that who they are. Really accept it, though. Not just superficial, but deep down, to where whenever they say something that's negative, whenever they say something that is meant to hurt you or to put you down or to make you question who it is you are and what it is that you're striving for, then just brush it off. Because the moment we accept that, then, look, we all have one or two friends, sometimes even more. If you have more than that, then obviously you're going to struggle a lot more. But really putting them in this category of, you know what, I love you, we grew up together, we have history, you know, we're either family friends or we're school friends from elementary school or whatever, and I don't want to lose a relationship, but I also understand and I accept you for who you are, unfortunately, being negative, being somebody that is really just trying to hurt me. And once you compartmentalize them, then it doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth, because it's just going to bounce right off of you. So the first step is acknowledging that you have those type of people in your life. The second step is, what are you going to do about it? If you haven't known them for that long, then just distance yourself, right? There's another quote that says, your circle should want you to win. Your circle should clap the loudest when you have good news. If they don't, then get a new circle. And sometimes we have to do that. We have to distance ourselves from those type of people because they're doing and they're causing more harm than good. I know it's a struggle. I know it's something that takes work, that takes time to accomplish. But at this point in time, we don't need any more haters. There's plenty of critics in the world. The people that are going to be in your circle should be people that will be happy for you, will challenge you. And challenge you not just by voicing it, but every time you think about making a decision on something, right? Like, they challenge your thoughts without even them being there because of how they are and who they are and the growth that they've had. It challenges you to be better, right? The average of everybody in that group should be higher based off of everybody's action in that group. Everybody should look to be propelling, I mean, and really elevating the growth in that group. And if you don't have that, then really just analyze it. Like I said, if it's difficult to really distance yourself for whatever reason, then just accept the fact of who they are. And then that way, whenever they speak or whenever they act a certain way, then it just bounces right off of you. So again, if you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. Nipsey Hussle said that, and it's deep. Don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.